his bowl, and he looked at me and did a wild thing on my leg. And he used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the funky comadina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds from Kinsey, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal. I went out to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little funky cold Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she gon' lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her out. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the funky cold Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. It's the 80s and I'm down with the ladies. You know? Break it down. A little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the love connection. The audience voted, and you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks. I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. Instead, she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, as I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the funky cold Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky cold Medina.
FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. Everything you held me down, but I got up already.
This is 105.7 CFW.
I'll be watching.
Serving Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 1057 CFW.
And more.
We're your place for fun music. 1057 CFW.
Hearts broken in two.
Stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
CFW.
It's no problem in mind, but it's a problem I find. Living a life.
1057 CFW.
Of war and advice, but you turn right over to the TV page. door of your heart. Only shadows of hell, barely clear in the room. Get to know the feeling of liberation and between.
oldies and more.
All weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Tell me all. I just need your love.
you don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my whole world.
I'm not particularly fast. I'm not
particularly fast. I just want your head to turn your kiss.
We've made it easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
If you haven't been paranoid in the past, it's time to start being paranoid.
It's one of the largest data breaches ever. Hackers have stolen the personal information of almost every American. And they didn't just grab some of your information, but virtually all your identity details, giving the bad guys nearly total access.
The breach apparently affected every one of us. The scope of this was much broader than a lot of data breaches that we've heard about.
Now's the time to freeze your credit card accounts, and you should be extra alert to catch any unexpected charges on your accounts.
Every email, every phone call, every text that you get, if it was not expected, then part of you has to think, this could be a scam.
That story and more are ahead on this week's InfoTrack. The show begins right after this.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know, why?
Peer pressure.
Oh, good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're gonna laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024, Bank of America N.A.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
A recent major data breach might have put your personal data at risk. Here to discuss this is Teresa Murray, Consumer Watchdog Director for the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
You described this data breach as a 5-alarm wake-up call. Why is the release of this stolen personal information such a concern?
Well, a couple of things. One, the breach that involved national public data apparently affected every one of us and dead relatives going back 30 years and past addresses and a whole bunch of other things that we're not quite sure, and of course, including Social Security numbers. But it seems like the scope of this was much broader than a lot of data breaches that we've heard about.
Can you tell us what happened and who was involved exactly?
Basically, this was a breach involving national public data, which is a data broker. They're not government sanctioned or they're not related to the credit bureaus. It's actually kind of curious because this company is owned by Jericho Pictures, which is a film production company in Florida. And it's not really clear like why they had all this data, unless they're planning on doing tryouts for some of their upcoming films and TV shows, perhaps. But this was involving almost 3 billion records, which does not mean 3 billion people. It was involving folks in the United States, the United Kingdom, and Canada. And again, lots of dead people. And that's one of the most troublesome pieces of information here. It's not known how the data breach occurred. It appears it was some kind of denial of service where bad guys basically try and breach the website with so much incoming force that basically it would distract the IT people, the security people, and allow somebody to come in like the side door, basically, is what's involved. It's like if you got so many people at your front door trying to come in your front door, you might get distracted, not realize that the back door isn't quite as secure. And that's apparently what happened here. And there seems to be that there was a request maybe for ransom, and it's not clear what happened with that. There was a report that 277 gigabytes worth of data was on sale, you know, for other bad guys for like $3.5 million. No idea what happened, but apparently it all got out on the dark web, which is where all of the bad guys shop for information to rip off you and me.
So for those of us listening, what are some of the immediate risks that you would associate with this data breach, particularly around identity theft and fraud?
Yeah, there are quite a few things. Obviously, having your full name, your current address, your social security number, your date of birth, that kind of stuff out there could pose a problem for someone who's wanting to open like a bank account in your name or a credit card application or a car loan or anything like that. Although you can take care of that perhaps with a credit freeze. But some of the other things that can be done that are not quite as obvious and you can't solve with a credit freeze is posing as one of your relatives and contacting you by phone or by text or by email. And we hear about these scams all the time where somebody will call you up and pretend to be your grandchild and they got into a car wreck in another state and they'd need money right now. Or, you know, it's the IRS calling and they know all your information. They know your name, your social security number, your date of birth, all that kind of stuff. And they insist that you're behind on your taxes even when you're not. And they're going to send somebody to your house to arrest you if you don't pay right now. Maybe using gift cards, okay? So those are a couple of things. Then also one of the lesser known but increasingly concerning issues is hijacking your phone number with your mobile provider with something called like port out hijacking or SIM swapping. And they can do all kinds of mischief with that. And then the other thing is to perhaps create a Google Voice number in your name and commit crimes with that. And then with all of the other extraneous pieces of information, they can use it to try and hack into just any existing account, especially ones that involve like secret questions.
You mentioned freezing credit files. I'm not sure everybody understands that. Can you explain that to our listeners?
Sure. So whether we like it or not, all of us have credit files with Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. And basically it involves all your personal data, all your contact information, and then basically every credit type of account that you have or have ever had going back at least 7 years, but probably goes back further if those are good accounts. So every credit card, car loan, mortgage, equity line, student loan, all that kind of stuff. And it also includes public records data, like any kind of liens against you, court cases that involved finance, any kind of collections data. And then it also includes like where you work and all that kind of stuff. And basically, banks and credit issuers use the data that's in these credit reports to decide whether you're a good credit risk, because they can see how you've paid your bills in the past and if you've had late payments and how much you owe and all that kind of stuff. So if you freeze those files with the three bureaus, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, then no bank is going to lend you money because they can't figure out what you got going on already. They don't know what your existing debts are, whether you've paid on time or late. And so that's the easiest and quickest way to protect yourself a lot from new account fraud.
Yeah, I recently froze my credit files with the three providers, and it takes a little bit of time, and each one has a different system, but I got it done.
I hope you did it by phone. It's much easier by phone.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Our guest is Teresa Murray, Consumer Watchdog Director for the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, to learn what you need to know to protect your credit and identity. in the aftermath of what is apparently the largest data breach in history. Next, three other vital steps besides freezing your credit report as InfoTrack continues.
You're listening to InfoTrack. More after this.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist, or was it a pharmacist?
Huh, you don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiast. He was an anesthesiologist.
Casualty insurance company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Now, InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
We're back with more from Teresa Murray, Consumer Watchdog Director for the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. We've been talking about the massive data breach that appears to have included the Social Security number and lots of other personal info for virtually every American. And we're getting Teresa's advice on protecting yourself. Teresa, after this incident, would you advise people to change passwords on their various accounts?
Possibly, especially if they used anything for their password, like a relative's date of birth or a relative's name. Because I know one of the questions you see sometimes is like your youngest sibling's middle name. But anything that involves data that could possibly be involved with this breach, if you used anything like that as part of a password, then I would strongly recommend changing those passwords. At the same time, it's really important for people not to use the same password on multiple accounts and never use anything on a social media account that you also use for like your bank or your credit card or your investments, because the social media platforms, those are like the easiest to hack into.
Are there reasons that people might be hesitant to freeze their credit files?
Gosh, I mean, reasons not to freeze your credit. In the past, people didn't want to freeze their credit because it used to cost money, but that was changed under federal law a few years ago. So you can freeze it and thaw it and freeze it and thaw it, you know, every other day, and it's fine. When it costs money, it was a little bit of a pain. It certainly could add up if you're talking about a married couple with 3 files times maybe $5 each. Then all of a sudden, you're talking about potentially hundreds of dollars a year, depending on how often you're applying for credit or getting a new cell phone. One of the other things that might be a reason for some people is if they work in a job where they have to have frequent credit reviews, maybe somebody who's like high up in a bank or who's in a position where they have access to money, where the employer is going to frequently, maybe every 3 months, run their credit. That can be a little cumbersome. But again, I mean, you've been through it with the phone the first time. I think the first time you freeze and the first time you thaw, it's the most difficult. And then after that, as long as you have all your account information, your passwords, anything, your pins, it's pretty easy from there. So I don't think any of those are good reasons to not freeze your credit files. I hear some people, they'll say, well, gosh, Teresa, it takes a long time. It takes like, you know, 20 minutes and I've got to get dinner on the table and I've got to go see my father and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I got a church meeting. And then I sit here and think it takes, you know, about 20 minutes to freeze your files. If you get hit with fraud, I guarantee you, you will spend hours and days and weeks trying to untangle this mess. And you will be saying, oh my goodness, I wish I had frozen these